Turning now to lessons from Pierre-Joseph Proudhon, our reading of What is Property? Those who are slaves to power, Plato's tribe, have proclaimed themselves masters over us by working together globally to leash our spirits globally, our inners. By so doing, they determine not just our outer demeanors individually, our ability to resist their lies, but as they've taken their strategy global, they've determined the outer physical conditions of the planet itself and made of our abundant, verdant earth a place of hardship and dearth. They have until now been conquering not just our individual spirits, our love, but spirit, love itself. But just as we've been conquered bit by the power guys, by their organizing to place their proprietary mark on the earth, so shall we reclaim the earth bit, by organizing to reclaim ourselves, starting with the one you are, and spreading outwards to embrace the planet, not over many generations, but in this one. Because of Nicola, because of Proudhon, because of Alice, because of Prince, we can do this. Speed the reclamation of spirit, of love, in this generation, now. Proudhon's reasoning, as truth is truth until the end of reckoning, and 1 + 1 + 1 is indeed 3. Proudhon's reasoning does not take us far from Emily's, does not take us far from Emily's. The outer from the inner derives its magnitude. Continuing with Proudhon, the proprietor, the robber, the hero, the sovereign, for all these titles are synonymous, imposes his will as law. And I have to say, I really appreciate that. What he does is see to the heart of things, which then causes us to replicate his depth of thought so that we can begin thinking more deeply. Continuing, for all these titles are synonymous, imposes his will as law, and suffers neither contradiction nor control. That is, he pretends to be the legislative and the executive power at once. Accordingly, the substitution of the scientific and true law for the royal will is accomplished only by a terrible struggle. And this constant substitution is, after property, the most potent element in history, the most prolific source of political disturbances. Now, property necessarily engenders despotism, the government of caprice, the reign of libidinous pleasure. That is so clearly the essence of property that to be convinced of it, one need but remember what it is and observe what happens around him. Property is the right to use and abuse. If, then, government is economy, if its object is production and consumption and the distribution of labor and products, how is government possible while property exists? And if goods are property, why should not the proprietors be kings and despotic kings, kings in proportion to their facult bonitaire? And if each proprietor is sovereign lord within the sphere of his property, absolute king throughout his own domain, how could a government of proprietors be anything but chaos and confusion? That's obvious. 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. Determination of the third form of society, Proudhon will now explain to us and conclude what is property. Then, he says, no government, no public economy, no administration is possible which is based upon property. Communism seeks equality and law, Let me start. Communism seeks equality and law, property. And we have to remember his use of the word law is not what we're accustomed to hearing, thinking when we hear the word. Because he's talking about law in the sense of what the earth herself dictates. He's talking about the truth. You know, the ground beneath our feet. What is not what he calls men, what those in power will by virtue of their commandeering the resources of the planet. You know, their maxim, might makes right. Communism seeks equality and law. Property, born of the sovereignty of the reason and the sense of personal merit, wishes above all things independence and proportionality. And I comment here, by proportionality, I ask, is proportionality meant proof of merit? And I suspect yes, which explains what he'll get to, and we read earlier as one of his strategic points. We must remember that that wages are not based on demonstration of capacities. We don't rate each other by or rank each other by some imagined worth based on whoever has the will to impose or the power to impose their will. And that proof of merit, by the way, Alice has shown us, has its roots in the child being abandoned. And I'm asking whether or not the child, that whole concept, that whole mistaken notion and disease has its root in the child being made a slave.